This is Evelyn Bowding. Tonight we are going to touch briefly on a subject matter that's affecting the church, and that is the exodus of people. One church boasted at one time a 10,000 member congregation. Today, that membership is down to 300 people. Another church, financially solid, forced to close its doors because of a declined membership. Tonight's podcast, large bank accounts and empty pews. People are leaving the church, especially millennials, those in the 20 and 30 something age group. One study says as many as 60% have left the church, even though they were brought up in church and they came to church as children and young adults. They are leaving or have left. 60% of millennials have left the church in recent years. And there are many reasons. There's a lack of connection to the people in the church. The church's position on social justice, political issues, and economic equality is one reason for them leaving. They no longer want to identify as Christians. Only 20% believe attending church is necessary. The church is shrinking from within as more and more people lose faith in religious institution. Now, there is something very interesting also that is happening. There is an increase of people who have faith in the existence of God. They leave the church in search of Him. They identify as spiritual, not religious, and they are looking for sacred spaces and experiences. They're leaving the church looking for God. What they are currently finding in the church, they are made to feel unheard, unknown, not understood, and unwelcomed. The church is not interested in addressing issues that are important to them. One single mother of two desperately wanted to find a church for her and her two children to attend. But in her heart of hearts, she knew she would not be welcomed. There are a little over 40 churches in her town, but she knew she would not be welcomed in them. You see, not only was she a single mom, her two children were fathered by two different men. She was a victim of domestic abuse, and she was poor. She would not be welcomed in the church. Some of the churches hate gay people, women, minorities, and immigrants, and all of them required 10% of your income to attend. What she and all those leaving the church want and are searching for is a sense of fellowship with those of common attitudes and interests. They want a genuine relationship with church leaders. They want authenticity, truth, and support where people can be who they are in Christ. Simply put, love, and that love unconditionally. The book of Jude gave us warning of the necessity to defend the faith against false teachers, those who would live by their own feelings, caring only for money. These people grumble and complain and live by their own selfish desires. They brag about themselves and flatter each other to get what they want. These people would make fun of God and make His followers turn against each other. They think only about this life and don't have God's Spirit. Jude encourages us to keep building on the foundation of our faith as the Holy Spirit helps us to pray, keep in step with God's love. Be helpful to all who may have doubts. Rescue any who need to be saved as you would rescue someone from a fire. When there is fear in your own hearts, have mercy on everyone who needs it. People are leaving the Christian church in search of God. 1 John 4:12 tells us, no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. Churches, church congregations that hate people because of skin color, sexual orientation, immigrant or economic status, a congregation that hates for any reason, do not have the love of God and are deserving of their large bank accounts and empty pews. I encourage you to read the book of Jude in its entirety and 1 John 4 in its entirety. Jude gives us a warning about the false prophets and false teachers that would destroy the very church of God. 1 John 4 tells us about the love of God and how we are to love each other. This is Evelyn Bowding. Thank you for joining me. And if you like what you hear, please share the podcast with others. And do join me again.